Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me, telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want.
Hope you enjoyed this.
All right. Yes. Good morning once again. Another edition of Home Based Business 101 with Baba Jahi. Glad to have you in our listening audience, to all of those out there in cyberspace that are tuning in this morning. And today we're talking about marketing in the real world, home based business, marketing in the real world, home based. Again, the call-in number is 646-595-4222, 646-595-4222 is our call-in number. Call in, ask a question, free, so Okay, marketing in the real world. Well, first we need to understand, if you have a business, you got to market it. First step in marketing, making sure that this. Now, that sounds very simple, but too often, people don't tell people they have a business. How do you expect to make money if people don't know you have a business? When you have your home-based business, whatever it is, got to let folk know that you have this particular business, what you do. And it's not the way to do it and share information with people where you're not being intrusive in conversation. Whenever you go out, wherever you go, rule number one, always carry with you business cards so that wherever you go, when you're buying your groceries, stop to get gas, take your child to school, wherever you go, come into contact with, besides the other small talk. And by the way, you know, I'm a business owner and I own such and such business. You might could use some of the services that I offer, or maybe if you can't use any of the services that I offer, you might know someone that can use the services. So it's very, very important that you always, always, always let have a business. Often we engage in conversation with them, don't tell them about our business. First step, marketing, making sure that people know this. No one's going to be able to contact you, get in touch with you, do business with you. You're a secret agent, business owner. What I mean by secret agent, business owner? Yeah. Shy, you're afraid to tell people what you do. First of all, hopefully you're proud that you are a business owner. I mean, very proud that I'm a business owner. Wherever I go, I always share that information. Some people end up doing business with me. A lot of people don't. You know, some people might refer me to another person that business. Most important thing is to know that I own a, you know, I own two businesses that they know usually, and to tell them a little something about each one. Tell you a story about a guy in the same business I'm in. He's in a business called YT Travel Biz. Well, he played golf with his best buddy, friend. Played golf with him. His friend was an accountant. And his friend go out, they play golf, they hang out together, everything. Well, he didn't think that his friend would be interested in the business that he was in, so he never mentioned it to him. Never mentioned it to him. Yet they hung out, they played golf, did a lot of different things together, but he figured his friend, you know, he's an accountant, he's making all this money as an accountant. He wouldn't be interested in what I'm doing. Never said nothing to him. Prejudged him and thought, friend already had everything that he wanted, you know, or whatever, and you know, he needed sort of like ashamed or afraid to say to his friend, I'm in YTB, your travel biz, and hey, man, we just want to check it out. Might be something to interest you. Save when you travel. And he, well, anyway, he didn't tell him nothing about business. One day he was out on a golf course. Friend says to him, man, I just signed up into this new business called YTB, man, with such and such and so. And he was like, oh, man, I should have known that. You know, you could have signed up under me. He said, signed up under you? You're in it? He says, yeah. He said, why you never said nothing to me about it? I just thought you wouldn't be interested. Well, friend signed up under somebody else. 3 months later, friend built an organization with over 500 people. Pushed him right to level in our business called Directive. And friend had signed up under him. Both could have ended up being directors because he didn't say nothing to his friend. Didn't share nothing to his friend about the business that he was in. He lost out on over $50,000. house yet. Don't know who's going to use your services. Don't prejudge people. Too often we prejudge people. Don't know who's going to use services, who can benefit from your services. First step in marketing is making sure that people know your business. Got to tell people. You need to remind people. Forget. Especially if you're in a network marketing business or some type of sales business, you need to definitely constantly remind people. One of the things that I do, I suggest to everybody, especially when you have a home-based business. You have a home-based business in most cases. You're the president, the secretary, you know, all of that, unless you have, you know, your spouse helps you out. But one of the things that I do, I use Microsoft Outlook. It is a personal secretary program. Organize everything for you, put into it. One of the things that I put in there is I talk to somebody, and say, well, you know, I'm not interested in it right now, Baba Jahi. I make a note, and I say, get them a call back in about 30 days, because people's lives change. No doesn't mean no ever. It just means no, I'm not interested right now. So, you know, about 30 days later, I'll get that person a call back, share with them again, see how they're doing. And other thing you want to be able to do, people that you do have as clients, you might again want to use Microsoft Outlook program, that in there you can write, you can type in where they have a spot for birthdays, anniversaries, other stuff. It's nothing like a client getting a birthday card from you. Then they know that they was more than just a sale. That's how you get repeat business. Have some clients. Service your clients. Make sure you know their anniversary dates, their birthdays. It's nothing like having a couple did business with you, or the husband did business with you, or the wife did business with you. Knowing their anniversary, send them a card. Even better, you know, if you send them some flowers or a box of candy or something, they're like, whoa, man, you know, I really, you know, that business owner's a really nice person. That's how people will refer you to other people. It's all part of your marketing. Because sometimes in a home-based business, you don't have a lot of money for an advertisement budget. So the best advertisement for you, word of mouth, customers telling other people how wonderful the service is. And then when they can say, oh, yeah, and by the way, you know what? On our anniversary, they always send us an anniversary card, a birthday card. You know, during the holiday season, if you know that they celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, you know, send them, if they celebrate Hanukkah, you send them a Hanukkah card. If they celebrate Christmas, you send them a Christmas card. If they celebrate Kwanzaa, you send them a Kwanzaa card. You know, these are techniques that work. If you know they have children, you want to know the children's birth dates also. But you can put all of this in your Microsoft Outlook program, and then you set reminder button. What it'll do, it will remind you. Mine is I click each month. See whose birthdays are coming up for that month. And you'll be able to know whose birthdays are in the month of February. So then you make your list, get your cards, and send out those cards to people. Hey, you know, wishing you a happy birthday again. I want to thank you for being a client of ours. You know, really appreciated your business. And, you know, wish the best for you. And cool things like that. And you will get referrals from doing that. If all you do is make close with the person. I mean, make the close. You make the sale, the initial sale, the contact, the close. And that's all you do. You take the money. They never hear from you again. You lost out on an opportunity to make that client an advertiser. Best advertisement is always word of mouth. Not advertising in the newspaper, not advertising in a magazine. Those things, they're helpful. But the best advertisement is word of mouth. Marketing. Besides telling people about your business, service your clients, and make sure you take care of your clients' needs. Make sure you know their birthdays, their anniversaries, children's birthdays, stuff like that, so that you can send out cards to those clients. That's how your clients will help you build your business the way that you want to be able to build your business. Next, if you do have some money for in terms of an advertisement budget, then you need to think about where you want to advertise in terms of what kind of print media There's advertisements you can do on the internet. There's advertisements, you can help a newspaper. Some newspapers have a section called community affairs. They allow sometimes small businesses, advertise something that you're doing free or at a very minimal cost. What's your advertisement budget going to be if you use that medium? Other thing that you want to be able to do in terms of marketing business, knowing when there are flea markets and trade shows. These are great opportunities. We'll have a flea market, and you can get a table or a booth, $10, $15, $20, set up, and you get a chance to be there all day. People come, have flyers, have business cards. If you can take your small battery-operated TV that you can, it has a DVD player or a video player, and you have a short DVD about your business, video about your business, come by your booth and they can demonstration video, something 10-15 minutes. And people are out flea market, they ain't gonna look at an hour presentation. They have something 10-15 minutes to capture people's attention. Flyers to give out to people, and always have a guest list. Come by your booth, ask them to fill it out with their name, their phone number, and in these day and time, email address. Want to build an email database. Want to build an email database to help you with your marketing. Constantly got people send information out to call, because what you want to do also in terms of marketing is you want to be able to offer at times, you want to offer specials. You're able to offer specials that, again, captures people's attention. In other words, it makes people know that I need to keep in touch with people, because so often each month, you have a monthly special, something that you can afford to sell at a very low or minimal price to attract people to your business. About the other things in terms of your business, you want to be able to have monthly specials. Another form of marketing, you should develop yourself a newsletter, whether it's monthly or quarterly. Don't feel you're going to have time each month. Want to be consistent with it. Then quarterly newsletter. For our nonprofit business that me and my wife have, we do a quarterly newsletter, trying to do one each month with everything else that we do. It really makes it difficult. Pressing do an adequate job in terms of the type of stories and information that we put out. So quarterly newsletter, which that's four times a year, able to focus on specific time, specific months, and share some information that quarter, announcements quarter that's coming in. So, that's another way of also doing marketing. Make sure that your children help you market your business. My grandson helps with marketing my business. Go places, grandson does. He's able to take, passes out, especially when we stop at McDonald's or places like that, he passes out business cards. Granddaddy has a travel business. Save you some money on your travel. Here's his card. You might want to give him a call. In most cases, people usually, they take business cards from children very easily, more so than times if it's adult card. And, people like that you I ain't buying nothing right now. Well, I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I'm letting you know that I have a business. This is, again, another form of marketing. Another form of marketing, real good, what you can do in your area is you find a Subway restaurant or Quiznos, one of those places that has a pretty good lunch volume. Ask the owner, put a fishbowl in that allows people to put their business cards in when they come buy lunch. And what you're going to do as a business owner is for people to put their business cards in so that you have a way to share with different business owners your businesses, is that what you're going to do once a month, or if you want to do it once a week, depending, again, on your budget, that you will have a drawing out of the fishbowl. And whoever's name that or out of that fishbowl, whatever their particular item that they normally like to eat, sandwich, at Subway or Quiznos, that you will supersize it for them, so that way they lunch is free. It's on your business that day, because your business is sponsoring called the business person's lunch special. And how that works is, again, you talk to the owner, let them put a fishbowl in there, and that restaurant put their business cards in that restaurant. They drop their business cards into that fishbowl, and once a month, choose from there and pick a name out of there and buy a free lunch. Now, what you do with all of those business cards is now you have people who know they're in business, and you contact them to become part of your contact list. Contact them and let them know that, hey, you know, you put your business card in the fishbowl at the local Subway, you know, for our drawing. You know, we did have a winner for this month. So you didn't win. One of the things we're doing is also sharing with other business owners what my particular business and what your particular business, how, you know, they might benefit from them and services that might overlap and help them with something, and also find out about their business. That's very, very important in terms of do that. That's good marketing technique in terms of that whole fishbowl approach, giving away free meal once a month. And again, you know, most of the times on supersized meals, they're about $7. So you give away $7, but you're able to pick up 100 business cards once. You also know, depending on the type of business you're in, you also know whether the business card is in there. You know a little bit about them, usually, because people on the business card usually have their email address, their phone number, their web address, have one. Gives you a chance to check them out and see how you want to be able to approach them. So, you know, that is a very, very good technique for marketing. Another technique you can use for marketing is, as I was saying before, when you go to the flea markets, also finding a business network session in your community. A lot of communities, they have networking sessions of business owners come together. Business owners come together. They are able to take a network. And so what you want to do at a business networking session is to get information from other business owners and also share with, so again, what's your business, how it works, and what, you know, benefits are offered. So business networking sessions are very, very good ways to also be able to market business. Be around other people. You want to be able to see how other people market their business. Because a lot of times I get ideas not only from what I do, but as I see with other people, I get ideas from watching them, and I might see a different way that I want to market, advertise, my particular business. But marketing, very important. And again, all starts with you opening your mouth. Remember this, we always take two things with us wherever we go, our ears and our mouth. Listen, you will hear somebody say something that will allow you to be able to get an idea of what interests them, and then introduce yourself and share with them how to do so forth. There's a very good book out by George Frazier called Success Runs in Our Race. It talks about networking. It does your network. In other words, if you're involved in you're doing networking, then benefits of a positive networking is that you get help that you need, your business, and you are also able to help somebody else with their business. Again, more that we share with people, more that we're able to find out what we have in common. But again, if you're a secret agent, what I mean by secret agent is don't talk to nobody, don't go nowhere, you got a business, or you think you're going to make money by keeping your mouth shut, nobody will never know what you're doing. Nobody will never be able to purchase the goods and services that you offer. And so, you know, it's very, very important to have different networks that you participate in, because that's going to be so key. And again, I said that the book to pick up, really want to understand the essence of networking. George Frazier does a real great job in this book called Success Runs in Our Race. And networking guru. And, you know, he talks about how, you know, through real networking, how you end up with a Rolodex of people and that you know to do different things, so that when you need something done, you're able to call on them. And if it's a positive network, they need something, they will call on you. Somebody asked me to repeat the title again. The title is called Success Runs in Our Race by George Frazier. And there's a good book. He's out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he's also a friend of Les Brown. Most people know Les Brown, friends of motivational speaker, and George really puts this whole thing together in terms of networking. So you need to be involved in these kind of circles. And I'll repeat again some of the marketing techniques I mentioned. One was develop you some type of newsletter, your own publication. Time consuming for you to do it on a monthly basis, and you do it quarterly. Make sure you get that out. And you can do your newsletter. You know, one of the great things, again, about the internet, your email database. You can send out your newsletter to people through email, and you save on postage. Don't end up with a postage bill. Then, you know, when you have it, when you go to trade shows and networking shows, you always have your newsletter so that people can read a little something about your business, how you do what you do, your success, and all of that, so that you're able to share, you know, with them. Here, where I'm at in Rocky Mount, we have a small business networking session that we're going to be doing here on February 29th. You know, we got several different businesses that are coming out, and the whole thing we're doing is trying to encourage everyone, you know, to be successful in their business, and, you know, in terms of also participating. So, you know, so marketing is a very, very important aspect of your business. And the thing is, what you want to do is don't major in call minors. So think big. Don't major in minor things. Too many times people focus on, worry about all the administrative aspects of their business. I remember my attorney a long time ago talked about that if it's something that you want to do, that, you know, and if you know in your heart that you ain't doing nothing bad, go ahead and do it, and then, you know, figure out the legal issues later, because you might decide to do something and then, you know, it don't work and you're really not interested in opinion with it. But too often people, they take all the time and they spend so much time on administrative details that they never do anything with their business. Take so much time on so many administrative details. They want to have all of the paperwork right. And believe me, I understand, it's important to have your paperwork right. But you can't spend all day doing paperwork. You got to talk to people. That's the point of contact in which you are able to make a sale or close a deal. Got to talk to a person. Even no matter how much, you know, of the internet, unless you have an internet business. If you have an internet business, then that's a different kind of business. Go online and they purchase stuff, you know, from you, and that's you know, but you still got to be able to put that up, and, advertise on the internet and all of that, but you type of form of contact. But you know, most of us have businesses that involve where we interact with people, so you know, it's so important that you get out and you spend time doing that. And do right now is put our theme song back on, take a break for a couple of minutes, and I'll be right back at you on the other side for the last half hour of the show. Listen to our theme song again. The theme song is very important because the whole thing about our theme song is that we want you to understand the importance of seeing the world as a place where it's your time, always your time, to be able to do whatever it is that you, God has called you, especially in. Listen to the theme song, and I'll be right back at you.
Time to let go, get ready to fly. Open my heart and reach for
All right. Again, that's our theme song, and, you know, we play that a lot because we have to have that positive attitude and time to stand up and claim your destiny. Word a lot. I believe it's important people that stand up and destiny. Everything, I mean, every house of faith that I know, regardless of different ways that approach Creator God, whether people traditional ethnic faith and islands and places, all say something very similar about child of God. Do that you ever. But the problem for most people is learning how to operationalize it. Learning how to operationalize it so that you don't let dream stealers, other people, put you down, make you feel down, or I call mental down syndrome. Always have this thing called, you can't do that. Or you'll tell yourself, I sure like to do such and such, but. Well, you have to, as Les Brown says, you have to bury but. You have to get but out of your life. One of the things that is really, you know, a technique used, you have a problem doing that at times. In the book that I shared on one of the previous shows and one of the book that I would suggest everyone again also pick up called The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen, Robert Allen, The 1 Minute Millionaire. They also have a website called 1MinuteMillionaire.com. 1MinuteMillionaire.com. You can go there. They have self-awareness tests that you take, tell you, help you understand a little bit more about yourself in terms of pursuing your dreams and goals. But one of the techniques that they talk about, book, get you a rubber band, put it around your wrist. Every time you doubt yourself, snap that rubber band. Snap yourself out of that. Because, you know, the thing is, what happens is the job world teaches you to be dependent on them. And if you want to be in business, you know, for yourself, you're going to have to deal with other people and you're going to have to interact with other people, have relationships with other people. You got to be able to have a strong understanding and being on yourself, believing in yourself. You need to do stuff like, you know, I have little songs that I sing, believe in yourself from the Wiz, believe in yourself right from the start. Believe with it all your heart. You have to constantly believe in yourself because live in a society that tells people that you can't do certain things. Society that makes you dependent on creates a false dependency. And, you know, it's really sad to see so many people that are trapped into false dependency. One of the things that Les Brown always talks about in his lectures, richest place on the planet, graveyard, because there lies people who took their dreams to the grave with. You got to use life up. Have to use life up. Don't take your dreams to the graveyard with you. It was so important that we understand that we have fulfill our dreams. God don't give you a dream you not to be able to fulfill it. But we doubt. My grandmother used to say a very important thing to me. Remember she said, you know, when you go God in prayer, after you delivered and made your prayer, then move on, because once you put it there, don't keep taking it back. So often we pray for something and then we start worrying about it again. That, but you should even be praying on it, because That means you're taking it back. Don't take it back. Put it there. And whatever your faith is, I'm the one that believes in religious tolerance. I believe that, you know, if people practice their religion and preach it, the world would be a better place. So often everybody's preaching their religion but not practicing. I could do a whole show, you know, on that. And I mean, my thing in terms of business, that, you know, I basically tell people, you know, hey, as long as you don't believe in the devil, you're fine with me. So, well, the thing is that when you put something out there in the universe, God will help you find a way. If that's what's in your heart, you want to make it happen, a way will be found. The way will be found out of nowhere. Knocking the door will be open to you. You will find. I mean, all those things are true. I've been involved in business since 1980, 27 years. I have found, I've had some good times and I've had some rough times, but I have found that you put your heart and soul into something, something good comes out of it. Past weekend, I spent last week, spent a couple of days in Washington, D.C. I went there for one business, and out of that, another business proposition was able to unfold and manifest itself just because of the good that was going on. So put yourself in those type of frameworks. Something positive always usually happens. Napoleon Hill says, even when you have an adversity, says in every adversity, there's of a greater equivalent. Something good come out of it. But if all you see is the dark side, then you miss out. So it's important, you know, to have this focus in terms of your business. Especially when you're building a home-based business, don't have the total support network of like an office and all other kind of things. You are dependent on getting a lot of things done yourself. And the other part of the show, my secretary, Microsoft Outlook. I suggest everybody, you know, you got Microsoft Office, you got Outlook computer. Learn how to use that. It will help you organize your appointments, help you with reminders, help you plan and schedule the things that you need to be able to do so that you function in terms of your business. Worst thing as a business, and so you don't want to spend all your time doing the greatest stuff. So, but if you use this program, you know, and once you put data in, it will help you administrative details of aspects of your business. So it's so important to make sure that you. Okay, I want to do for the next few minutes that have left. Here, information out of one of my other favorite books. The book is by Willie Jolly, and it's called "It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life." Willie Jolly, "It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life." That's right, a minute, 6 seconds, and so 1 minute. 1 minute you can change your life. So those who's listening today, if it's something you want to do, change your whole life, then 1 minute. It all starts with a thought, an idea of moving a certain direction. Do it. Share with you a point he has in here about staying motivated, highly motivated, really live your dream. Hopefully, those of you that are thinking about doing a home-based business or who already have a home-based business, you know, can relate to this point that he has. I had a job I really hated. It made me sick, but it got me motivated. I knew that this was not where I was meant to be. I didn't want to stay, but I was too afraid to leave. But then one day I got my check, and there was almost nothing there. I went to the boss. He laughed, said he didn't care. My kids were at home hungry. I was about to lose my house. That's when I decided I had to make it on my own. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, going to take it to the top. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated. I'm never going to stop. My friends said I was crazy when I told them all goodbye. But the only one who's crazy is the one who's afraid to try. They said I'd never make it, said I would not survive. But I knew I had to make it. It was either do or die. So I grabbed hold of my dream and I put it in my heart. I stepped out on my faith and I learned to really trust in God. I knew I had to fight with all my power. Then things started happening, blessings coming, hour after hour. So I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, going to take it to the top. I'm motivated, highly motivated. I'm motivated, I'm never going to stop. Hannibal said, if you can find a way, then make a way. It doesn't matter so much what happens around you or to you. What matters is what happens in you. When people stomp on your dreams, don't get mad. Don't get even. Get ahead. Because massive success is the best revenge. So when people laugh at you and they try to put you down, take that negative, turn it all around. Grab hold of your dreams. Let it set your soul on fire. Activate your faith. Take it higher and higher. If the faith, God, you got the faith, God's got the power to bless your life hour after hour. Keep the faith. Keep the desire. Keep reaching up until you reach the sky. Remember that all things are possible if you can just believe. Remember, all things are possible. Just believe. Poem by Willie Jolly out of his book, Well, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. So, and again, you know, that's all it really takes. A good technique used to help you implement this principle is one of the things I suggest to people also that are in business itself. Do a notebook by your nightstand. You sleep at night, and sometimes you know you're laying in bed and you come up with a good idea. Don't wait till the morning to write it down. Keep a notebook on the side of the bed. Grab that notebook, write that thought down. While it's fresh in your mind, then get up. Figure out how to activate it. You want to keep notebook around. I have several composition books that I take, and all I do is I just put ideas in them. I go back over and I look at my ideas. Sometimes some of them, they don't manifest to 3, maybe 4, 5, 6 months later. But the thing is, if you have ideas, you write them down. Remember, you're in business for yourself. And so if you're in business for yourself, make sure thoughts, things that you think about, write them down. Write them down. Write them down. Very important to do that. The other thing that you want to do, somewhere in your house, probably if you're like us, my wife, you know, we put little notes up, bathroom, mirror, so that every morning we get up, brushing our teeth and taking care of personal hygiene issues. See our goals on the mirror, on an index card. Read them every day, morning, at night. Want to read your goals out, self, morning, night. Very important. Goals in front of you. Don't think about it. Reach it. In order to make it happen, them, read them out to yourself and already see yourself as achieving them. Not something in the distance, yourself as achieving them, so that way when you walk out the house, walk out, what I call walking proud, head up, proud, excited. You know, it's a new day. Those of you that go to church, you know your song, the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, you know, you've been given another day. One of my favorite sections of the newspaper that helps me always snap out of any down feelings that I have. Go to the newspaper. Besides other stuff I read in the newspaper, turn to the obituary section. Well, I turn to the obituary section. Those are the people that checked out yesterday. No longer here. They would love to trade places with you, no matter what their life was like. Love to trade places with you. Have one more day. Well, you have another day. Or even if you made a mistake the day before, you have another day. Clean all of that up. Do what you need to do. And make things happen. So, you know, each day you're given a new day. I mean, given another chance. Another opportunity. As the song says, stand up and proclaim my destiny. Another opportunity. So, you know, it's so important. You know, I tell people all the time, this is my own personal view, is that, you know, when it comes time that, you know, the Creator calls for me, come home, that's when I get eternal rest. So I don't worry about sleeping a lot right now. I'll get eternal rest then. So, you know, so I want to get the most out of life. And I want to be able to enjoy life as much as possible and be able to share with my family as much as possible while I'm here. Doesn't do a whole lot of good, my perspective. After you're gone, talk about how wonderful a person. Well, that's good in terms of memory, but I ain't there to share it with them no more, except only in the spirit. So I want to be a wonderful person with people while I'm here, have wonderful relationships. Takes us back to, as I get ready to close down and wrap up and then tell you about next week's show, takes us down again to Out of the 1 Minute Millionaire, why it's so important to have money freedom. Want to have money freedom so you can have time freedom, so that all of your days are prepaid. When you got prepaid, that when you have money freedom, you have control over your time. You have control over what you do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. That's why, you know, going in business for yourself, don't want to be called self-employed. You want to have a business. Self-employed means all you did was create a job for yourself. Created another job. It's just that you work for yourself, but you create a job. You have a business, it'll run independent of you. That's what you want to be able to create, some type of business that can run independent of you. And then you have a business, a real business. And with that, you want to be able to achieve money freedom so you have time freedom. If you have time freedom, it also allows you to have relationships. Having a home-based business and business for ourselves gives me and my wife more time to spend together. You know, I see these people with these big, nice, fancy jobs when they got the six-figure income, but their relationships stink because they don't have time to be together. The corporation takes all of their time. They don't even, their child has a basketball game or something. They got to go through a lot to even be able to get off. You have money freedom, allows you to have time freedom, allows you to have relationship freedom. And need you be able to have relationship freedom so that you can enjoy the most out of your relationship. So important. So important. Stuck on a job, demands all your time. And, you know, the best you get is 2 weeks off of your vacation. And hopefully you and your wife's vacations coincide. Not. Don't really. From relationship freedom, then next, you know, things you already have anyway, but it even helps you more so. Don't have all those other words. You want to be able to have spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom means being able to know who you are in God and who God is. Want that spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom. Often lives are spiritually bankrupt. You want to be able to attain that spiritual freedom that you want to be able to attain when you enjoy the beauty of life. I have days, and I suggest this to everybody, be able to find in each day at least an hour to go sit somewhere where it's just quiet time, hear the birds chirp, feel the wind blow, look at the trees bend, go somewhere by running water, seeing the river flow. Enjoy nature. Finding an hour every day to just have quiet time. Time to just know that you are on this planet called Earth. And and that nature is alive, that you need to be in harmony with it. And then it'll help you so much spiritually. The other thing that money freedom allows you to have is physical freedom, which is being able to health, being able to take care of your health, not worrying about what it costs to go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor. I can't afford that. My insurance plan doesn't cover that. When you have money freedom, you can take care of those essential good health care. Also, nutrition, good food, nutritional way, based on budget, but being able to eat what you want. Before, one show before, vegetables cost more than meat. Vegetables are more healthy. Society really pushes meat at us all the time. You have money freedom, you have that opportunity to have nutritional freedom in terms of physical freedom to be able to drink good water, take care of yourself. So, so valuable. So what? With that, it gives you what we call ultimate, especially living in the tight world that we live in, capitalist society, have money, freedom, else ain't no fun. For money, money's not the key to happiness, poverty. You want to be able to find ways to be able to secure yourself financially. That's so important. All right. And to winding down here, tell you a little bit about next week's show. Next week's show, we got special guests and Nkechi Taifa and Dakari Kearney. And Nkechi Taifa and Dakari Kearney, they have a home-based business, YTB, your travel business. And they earn what's called the Dream Bonus, $10,000 bonus. You heard me right. YTB, they give out bonus money when do certain things. Well, this couple, they earned a $10,000 bonus. What they're going to do next week is share with us their story and how they was able to become $10,000 bonus earners, YT, and how they're working now on their second $10,000 bonus and working to a level of the company that's called Director. But they're going to share their story and share with us how they became $10,000 bonus earners and why. So please tune in next week for the show so that you can hear our special guests, Terry, Kearney, and Kate and Nkechi Taifa, share their story on how they became $10,000 bonus earners. YT Travel. I want to thank everybody for listening in this morning, and have a beautiful day. Enjoy your week. Everybody, much business success. And about my close the show with my song. And hey, see you next week and back at you. Peace and blessings. Baba Jahi. Up to what I want.
Talk Radio.